This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Weather balloons are a tried and true weather assessment tool, but how has that technology advanced, Rick?
When I came into the Weather Service in the late 1980s, launching weather balloons could still be a two-person job with one person to launch the balloon and another one recording variations in the radio signal. In the 1990s, that became pretty much automated. Computers did that. But even through the 1990s, you had a fairly large balloon that was in part to allow the weather instruments to get as high as practical, generally, 80 to 100,000 feet up. But you were basically launching a shoebox. And now, of course, the instrumentation is much smaller, not much bigger than a deck of cards. And nowadays, of course, it's being tracked not by triangulation, but by direct GPS measurements.
Okay, and it's also this new system that Fairbanks has that's automated, right? It can all happen itself?
There's now machines that automatically launch the balloons, and in many climates, actually higher success rate than with human-launched balloons.
So how does the new system improve balloon launch success?
Basically, the dome opens, and the balloon goes out the top, and that's actually a little different than a person releasing it from the ground. And so in high wind situations, you have less occurrences of the balloon striking the ground and potentially damaging the instrument package.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool system. I got to witness a launch when it was debuted in Fairbanks in 2018. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.